Saudi Arabia holds its first nationwide municipal elections early next year, but women are not allowed to run or vote. Saudi authorities added that restriction to a host of others that women face. They can't drive, they can't socialize with men in public, can't leave the country without a male relative's permission, and they can't leave home without wearing a head-to-toe cloak called an abaya. This is the environment in which some Saudi women are trying to take a few small steps forward. NPR's Deborah Amos sent an audio postcard from the Saudi Kingdom.
This factory in an industrial park in the Red Sea port of Jeddah may seem an unlikely place for a social revolution, but Mohammed Suleiman has put millions of dollars behind his idea of bringing women to the workplace. The machines are brand new, imported for a product never before produced in the region.
And you are the first underwear factory?
Yes, in Galveria. This is the first.
A first, too. The workers are all women. Suleiman says he recruited from the poorest neighborhoods, opened a daycare center, hired a bus to bring women to the job. Covered completely in black with only eyes uncovered, 28 women run the high-tech sewing machines that stitch colorful, clingy undergarments.
All of them, they are 100% ladies. Also, they have a degree, college degree, after high school.
In another part of Jeddah, behind this heavy metal gate, is Saudi Arabia's first private college for women. With an emphasis on science, Efat College prepares women for the job market. On this all-female campus, young women can dress in the universal uniform, jeans and t-shirts. 58% of all Saudi college graduates are female, but only 5% are in the workforce. Dr. Asma Siddiqui, a college administrator here, intends to change those numbers.
There are lots of areas where women have never worked before, engineering being one of them.
Efat College now offers the first engineering degree for women, modeled on Duke University's program in the U.S. As for competing for jobs, Siddiqui says this.
I can understand why men would feel threatened by having women in the workplace, because women just do a better job. It's a fact, especially in Saudi Arabia.
Even in this ultra-conservative society, attitudes are changing. As the economy fails to keep up with a population explosion.
It's very difficult for families to maintain a living standard, and so women in the workforce, women who have jobs, are desirable partners for a lot of men. In fact, there are a couple of articles written in newspapers about that. A lot of men have claimed that they are actively seeking women with jobs.
This exhibition in Jeddah is dedicated to showing the kinds of work that women can do. Organized by Johara Angari, a newspaper columnist, the first woman to head a human rights organization in the kingdom, she says the jobs a woman can have are expanding.
In hospitals, in banking, in training, universities, all different kind of jobs.
Al-Mukarrama Najla Al-Angari.
This three-day event ends with awards for the best-run business. A new law allows women to own their own businesses rather than in the name of a male relative. Small steps, says Johara Angari.
Every year we find more and more chances. Of course, it's not enough for us, but it's better than nothing.
And back at Saudi Arabia's first underwear factory, Mohammed Suleiman considers himself a pioneer, welcoming women on the factory floor. But even Suleiman says change must come slowly. Asked if women should vote or run for office, oh no, he says, shaking his head, that is only for men. Deborah Amos, NPR News.